Amen. We've been hearing a lot, of course, about water tonight, its importance, and how that it is an essential part of everyday life. And at some part, at some point in all of our lives, throughout the course of a day, we'll come in contact with water. Water to wash, water to quench our thirst, water to clean, water for growth, water for nourishment. It is an integral part of so many aspects of our life. And it's because of this, then, that the Savior uses water to illustrate his teaching and his instruction on salvation. And the wonderful thing about the Lord's teaching, as you read through the Scriptures, is that you'll often find that he takes things from everyday life, things and items that people are familiar with in their own homes, in their families, items that ordinary people would be well used to, and he applies these items by way of illustrating a particular point that he's seeking to teach or to reinforce. And that's what he's doing here again in this account of the woman of the well at the well, who came to draw water from Jacob's well. This woman came looking for water from the well, looking for that water to quench her physical thirst, but she found more than literal water that day. She found and received the water of life, not from the well of water, but from the Lord of Lords. And this encounter, as we have it here in John chapter 4, it has many great, many interesting applications for the saved and for the unsaved, but particularly so tonight, in the few moments that we have left in the remainder of this meeting, the great illustration here of the living water, the water of life that comes alone from the Savior. As we consider this living water, I want you to see the description of it here, first of all. The Lord had asked the woman for water to drink, and she reacts with amazement to this request, because the Lord's a Jew, and she's a Samaritan, and there was great hostility between the two groups of people. There was that racial prejudice against each other, but regardless of this, the Lord had a desire to reach her. She had a soul that needed to be saved, regardless of who or what she was. And his response to this woman's astonishment, that a Jew would want to speak to a Samaritan, was to speak to her about salvation, by using the symbolism of water to illustrate his point. The Lord describes, the Lord defines this living water, what exactly it is, what it entails for us. As you look at verse number 10, he describes it there as a gift. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God. Praise God, today salvation is a gift. It's offered without money. It's offered without price. You know that saying, that the best things in life are free. Well, do you know, I would go further than that tonight, and I would say that the greatest thing in this life is free. The greatest possession, the greatest thing that you can have tonight, it's not your material wealth. It's not what you can gain in this world. The greatest thing that you can have tonight is salvation, as the Lord Jesus Christ is your own and personal Savior. Young person, older person, salvation is the gift of God. This living water of life, it's offered freely to you tonight. All you have to do is reach out and trust the Savior. Receive it by faith. Turn away from your sin and acknowledge him to be your own, your personal Savior. But while salvation is free, that does not mean that it was cheap. Because salvation was attained at such a high cost for us. When the Lord of glory became man, stepped into this world, took our human nature, and then at Calvary's cross, he gave his life. He shed his precious blood. He gave all that he had, that we might have salvation tonight. He gave his very life's blood that we might be saved. That's the cost of salvation, the currency of salvation. It was so high that it cost the Savior his life, his very life's blood, to give us eternal life, to give us this living water. And this is offered freely to you tonight, young person, older person in the meeting. Salvation's offered freely to you tonight. Listen to those lovely gospel words in Isaiah 55 and 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. It doesn't matter who you are tonight. It doesn't matter what you've done with your life. You come to Jesus Christ, he'll give you this free salvation. There is also the getting of this living water. You look at verse 10 again. If thou knewest the gift of God, thou wouldest have asked of him. You see, there needs to be an awareness of the need of salvation. There needs to be an asking, a crying unto God to save you and to wash you in his precious blood, as the young people were singing about tonight, to make you clean, to make you whole. You know that you need water to survive. You know that you need water to drink. You know that you need water to wash yourself. But if you don't actually take the water, it'll do you no good. You'll remain thirsty unless you actually drink the water. You'll remain dirty unless you actually wash yourself in the water. Dear sinner, tonight, unless you take the living water that Jesus offers to you in the gospel, you'll never be saved. It's not enough to come to this church, good and all as that is. It's not enough to sit here week in and week out and hear that you need to be saved, hear about the free offer of the gospel. All that's good, but if you don't take it, if you don't ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, you'll not be saved. You could come in and out the doors of this church all your life, but if you don't ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart and life, you'll never be saved. There needs to be that asking. I wonder, have you ever asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior? Oh, you know tonight he's the only one can save you from sin. You've been taught it, boys and girls, young people in Sabbath school, in youth fellowships. You know that only the Lord Jesus Christ can save you. But let me ask you, have you ever asked him into your heart to save you? I pray that if not, that you will do that tonight. There's the giver of this water, verse 10. He would have given thee living water. And then verse 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. The water that I shall give him. You see, this lady came to the right person for living water. She came to the only person for this water that would quench her spiritual thirst and give her lasting satisfaction. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is the giver of eternal life. Dear unsaved one in this meeting tonight, he and he alone can save you. He's all you need, and more than that, he's what you need. Coming to church won't save you, saying prayers won't save you, reading your Bible won't save you. All of those are good in themselves. Only Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, can save you, because he died on the cross at Calvary to save you from your sin. He took your sin. He paid your price that you might be saved. Jesus Christ is not just one way to heaven. He's the only way to heaven. Don't listen to the lies of so many people today. And you speak to them about being saved, and you tell them that they need to be saved, and they tell you, well, you go your way to heaven, I'll go my way to heaven, we'll all get there in the end. You don't come the way of the cross, you don't come at all. That little chorus that I'm sure the boys and girls, the young people sing, one way. One way, God said, to get to heaven. Jesus is the only way. One way to reach those pearly mansions. Jesus is the only way. Only he can save you. Then there is a gain of this water. Notice how it's described in verse 11. At the very end of the verse, living water. You see, by nature we're dead in our sins. But the living waters of salvation gives new life to the dead souls of men and women. That water of life takes a boy, a girl, a young person, an older person with all of their sin, with all of their deadness, and makes us alive in Jesus Christ. Do you know if you're here tonight without Jesus Christ, you're not really living? Well, you might say, oh, well, I am living. I'm enjoying life to the full. I've been out in the things of the world, and boy, that's life. It's not life. Yes, there's pleasure. Yes, there's satisfaction in the things of this world, but it's only for a short time. You have to go back next weekend, don't you? You have to go back again and again. Like the woman at the well, she had to keep coming back. She had that terrible problem of sin in her life. But you see, sin didn't satisfy her. Whatever this world has to offer you tonight, and yes, this world has to offer you a lot. Young person, older person, whatever it has to offer you, it won't last. Because you'll still be thirsting. We are situated in East Belfast, right in the middle of pubs, clubs, restaurants, you name it. Every pleasure-mad place of this world, you'll find it there. And as we come and go from church, week in and week out, you see people in their droves going in to the pubs, the clubs, week in, week out, they're going. But it doesn't satisfy them. A lady came to the door of our church a few weeks back. She's come up to the door and she was speaking to some of the men before I arrived. And she was obviously overcome with alcohol. And she said to me, "Sir, I've got an awful problem." And I said, "What is that problem?" She pointed down to the bag of drink that there was at her feet. "That's the problem." I said, "Dear, whatever your problem is, the Lord Jesus Christ can save you from it. The Lord Jesus Christ can give you new life." And for those few moments, we're able to witness to her there at the door of the church. That's only one example. You see, tonight, sinner, you might think you've life, but if you don't have Jesus Christ in your heart, then you're not living. "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Whosoever drinketh of the waters of this life, yes, they'll do nothing to quench your thirst." But verse 14, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, the living water, shall never thirst again." Do you know, tonight you can leave this meeting with a satisfaction in your heart you never thought were possible. Tonight you can leave this meeting with joy, with happiness, if you will only but come. What gain there is to you tonight if you would give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. It's the best decision you'll ever make. It's the greatest decision you'll ever make. It's a decision I can guarantee you tonight you'll never regret. And I say with the psalmist tonight, come. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. Now none but Christ, as we were singing, can satisfy. None other name for me. There's love, there's life, there's lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. Oh, maybe you think tonight you give your heart and life to Jesus Christ, your life would be over. Your life would only have just begun. He says, "I am come. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." Why don't you come tonight? The description of this water. Then there's the desire of this water. Verse 15. The lady says, "Sir, give me this water. Give me this water." She desires it. And then the Lord confronts her with certain things about her life. He confronts her with her sin. We don't have time to look at that. But in verses 16 through to 18, the Lord confronts this woman with her sinful life. Oh, he knows exactly the way she has been living. He knows exactly the depths of sin that she has stooped to. And sinner, tonight, the Lord knows exactly the way you've been living. You maybe are trying to hide it from others. Young person, you're maybe trying to hide it from your parents. But nothing, nothing is hid from the all-seeing eye of the Lord. And you know, at the end of the day, it's not to your parents that you'll have to give an account. It's not to others around you that you'll have to give an account. It's to the Lord. He knows exactly the sin of your life. Well, this woman thought her sin was hidden, but she didn't bank on meeting the Savior who would confront her with her sin. I pray that tonight you would realize just how terrible your sin is. Sin sent the Lord Jesus Christ into this world to die on the cross at Calvary to pay the price for your sin. You need to acknowledge your sin. You need to stop shying away from it. You need to turn away from it tonight. You need to abandon your sin. People tonight will try to gloss over the problem of sin. But if you don't repent of your sin, there'll be no salvation. You're going to turn away from your sin tonight. You're going to leave that old sinful life that you've been living, wasting your life in sin. You're going to turn away from it tonight. There was a confrontation of her sin, but then there was a receiving of the Savior. We're skipping away down to verse 29. She says, "Come, see a man. Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did." In this statement, I believe she's acknowledged her sin. She's realized the wickedness of her past. But now she's received the Lord Jesus Christ as her own and personal Savior. If you notice there in verse 29, she calls him the Christ, the Messiah. The one that she'd been looking for in verse 25. She's found him. The only Savior from her sin. She's found him. I pray that tonight before you leave this meeting, you would find the Savior too. I pray that before you leave this meeting tonight, you would turn away from your sin and in simple, childlike faith, ask the Lord into your heart to save you. And he will come. He will save you. And then finally, there is the delight because of this living water. This woman has found salvation. She drank at the living waters that Christ alone can give. She's heard it described. She desired after it. She tasted it for herself. And now she delights in her salvation. You know, when a sinner meets the Savior, when a sinner drinks of the fountain of living water, there's a delight, there's a change, there's a joy in the heart of that sinner. Notice her satisfaction in verse 28. Then the woman left her water pot. She leaves her water pot. She came looking for the water that could satisfy her physical thirst. But at the well, she finds the water of life in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. She drinks of that living water and her spiritual thirst is quenched. She is satisfied. And she wants nothing more. And she needs nothing more. Sinner, tonight you're looking for satisfaction in this world. And you're drinking from the waters of this world. Drinking at the well of this world, but they do not satisfy. But you drink of the water of life that the Lord Jesus Christ gives. You'll never thirst again. He'll give you the grace and the strength to turn away from that old sinful life. And he'll give you a joy and a happiness and a satisfaction that this world can never give. And praise God, this world can never take away. Will you come tonight to the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you drink of this living water? Her satisfaction, but notice as well then her service. The woman went back to her own city, to her own place, to the place of her old sinful life, and there she started to serve the Lord. She started to witness to those with whom she had had previous sinful friendships, and she told them of one who could change their lives as well. And when the Lord Jesus Christ changes one life, That life will be so overjoyed with a change that has taken place within their hearts that they'll want to go and tell others, not want to hold back. Oh, she was no missionary, she was no great preacher, but what a witness she was. The change in her life. And what a change. What a change you could make in your home. What a change you could make in your community, in your family, in your neighborhood, if you were but to come and give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. What countless numbers of others you could reach for the Savior if tonight you would come and ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart. Sinner, tonight, you're looking for something this world cannot give you. You're looking to be satisfied with the things of this world, the drink, the drugs, the sinful pleasures, whatever they are, you're looking in the wrong place. Tonight you need to look to Christ. You need to drink of the living water of life that He gives. And when you drink of that living water, you'll not want all those old sinful pleasures anymore, because your life will be satisfied. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again. Young people, no matter what age you are in this meeting tonight, you come to Jesus Christ. He'll give you a life that's worth the living. A life that it's worth the serving. You come to Jesus Christ tonight. Give Him your old sinful life. He can do far more with it than you ever can. You're looking for satisfaction. You want peace. You want joy. You want happiness in this life. Of course you do. Well, you'll only find it in Christ. Will you come? Will you come tonight? Will you come to the living water, that fountainhead of water, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself? Come tonight and be satisfied. Come tonight and give your heart and life to Him. I pray God will give you the grace so to do tonight. Let's bow in prayer.
Seek the Lord's face. I'd like to thank our brother, Reverend Garth Wilson, for a timely and challenging message from John's Gospel, chapter 4, Living Waters. Wonderful picture of salvation well presented to us. The Lord just used a common thing throughout the earth and painted a wonderful picture of salvation described as living waters. And this side of eternity, that's what's offered to you in the gospel, freely, purchased at highest cost at Calvary. Living waters. Have you ever believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you ever received the gift of living water, salvation, full and free? Remember this side of eternity, living water, but in hell, no water. Luke chapter 16, very clear. Even if you chose not to believe in hell right now and read your Bible, you can't get away from it. Hell's a real place. Cool my tongue. I'm tormented in this flame. Saint Lazarus may dip his finger, his little finger, in water and cool my tongue. I am tormented in this flame. Now think about this. Living water now. No water in hell. What's it going to be, sinner? Would you not take the water of life freely? Would you not come and drink from that fountain? that come and wash and be clean in the precious blood. Think of it. Living water, it's yours. Just believe, then receive Christ as your Saviour. But if you die without Christ, it's no water. No ease of your torment, no salvation for you. And sinner, it's decision time tonight. And either way you'll decide, either for Christ or against Christ, you'll either take him or turn away from him, and it's invitation time. We've already heard in the singing and the text pointed to on the wall, the Spirit and the Bride, that's the church, say come. But sinner, will you say, O Lamb of God, I come. Lord, I come confessing my sin, acknowledging that I'm lost, bound for hell. My sin, my guilt's before me, and only the Lord can save me. Only Christ can forgive me. Only his blood can cleanse me, and I need the Saviour. And like that woman, just cry, Lord, give me this water. Give me salvation. Save me, Lord. Living water or no water. I trust God will give you grace to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And thou shalt be saved. Father, we thank thee for this evening and for the preaching of thy word, we pray, that it may please thee now to use this word in the salvation of the lost, the restoration of the backslidden, the reviving of the church, and above all things we believe, the glorifying of thy dear Son. Do bless that which has been of thyself tonight. And Father, answer prayer, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.